What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read and irresponsibly speculate through the internet's clickbait garbage, so you don't have to.
As much.
You're still going to.
So.
Everybody always does.
Due to all the emails we've been getting asking for us to please, please, please do an RD.com.
Reader's Digest.
We have to do a Reader's Digest. And I just so happened to find an article by our favoritist RD content creator.
Are you talking about Charlotte Hilton Anderson?
Yes, I am.
No way!
And Charlotte Hilton Anderson, if you guys don't know, she's the one with no avatar. And she writes these really wacky lists, like why you shouldn't have an owl as a pet. And just...
I'm pretty convinced that Charlotte Hilton Anderson is just some sort of AI program that they're trying to teach how to write articles, right?
Or it could be like a seventh grader.
Yeah.
And they're just like...
Whatever it is, it's not Charlotte Hilton Anderson.
I mean, it could be, but she's eight.
Nothing's more of a bigger waste of time than the writings of Charlotte Hilton Anderson.
But that's why we love discussing them, because if you guys heard the intro, we specifically say we're going to bring you the clickbait dumpster fire trash of the internet so you don't have to read it on your own. Let's go, Pat. So today's topic is... polite habits retail workers secretly dislike.
Oh, I got the wrong buzzer ready already.
What was the last one we discussed? Was it family members secretly? Polite habits people secretly dislike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was
polite habits people do. Now, this is polite habits retail workers.
Secretly.
So she just changed one list with a different name.
Well, yes, but there are different things. Like, can you recall any of the things that the people secretly disliked?
Over-complimenting.
Yes, yes.
That one stuck out to me.
But that was legit. Like,
absolutely, it was legit.
People don't want you to, especially if you're a woman, you don't want a strange man to, like, just be laying on the compliments.
And as a guy, I don't want a guy like, man, your wife is hot.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
She gives me a chubby just looking at her.
You must really enjoy that on a Friday night.
Yeah, I bet you you're really tapping that ass. Like, what are you, whoa, buddy, whoa. You could say, hey, man, your wife, woo, good job for you, bud.
So we could probably agree that the retail workers are also the same ones that have the same polite habits people dislike. But this is on top of the standard habits. These are things you are doing as a buyer.
Well, on top, like, if in the order of shitty customers.
Yes, yes,
yes. It goes service industry first and then retail.
Yes.
So you deal literally with society's worst.
You do.
In retail and in the service industry.
You seriously do.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're one step above service workers. Like,
bartenders,
and waitresses. And
I've always heard the two things people are most picky about in life is the food they eat and their hair. So the people who work in restaurants and the people who
hair
cut
salons,
hair
yeah.
get shit on the most.
And
but
then retail
workers.
Right after
yep,
that.
Yep.
And a lot of that got alleviated too with the emergence of, besides
yeah.
COVID, but Amazon.
Oh,
because
yeah.
you just order
yeah.
it yourself. You can only be mad at you. You hit the wrong button,
no, you
dumbass.
You can be pissed at the driver who delivered
oh, right.
it three houses down.
Well, that does happen. You ever get somebody
All
else's packages? I just drop them off down there
same,
too. Yeah.
Same, same. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah. I yeah. accidentally opened one time, and it was nothing cool. It was like
never.
It was something like a digital scale, and I'm like, well, that's not for baking. They're using it
right.
for drugs. I'm like, I don't need a digital scale.
Yeah.
I'll just go give
yeah,
it to
them. Yeah, I opened one once because I am an Amazon addict. I order. I'm not even kidding you.
Everybody is, I believe,
this
point.
This calendar year, I'm at 736 orders, but a lot of it is work supplies.
Okay.
But
makes
I,
me think about it.
But mm-hmm. I still order a lot of stuff just because it's just easy.
It's easy. It's fast.
It is. Well, now it's so slow.
It's like the next
Mine's
day delivery is like a
now.
Week later.
At least, yeah. I ordered a umbrella for my patio, and it has built-in solar lights.
Oh, nice.
And when I bought it, it was Prime. So, oh my God, it'll be here in 2 days. That's awesome, right? Once I clicked buy, the delivery changed to a month and a half later. Like, that's fraud.
It happened to me a couple times.
Fraud.
I sent a couple gifts to a friend of ours that...
In Christmas, no one should have arrived on time.
It was supposed to arrive on his birthday, and instead it just started arriving 2-3 weeks ahead of time, different boxes from all over the place. It was supposed to be all in one big package, and instead he started getting them like a month before his birthday.
I bought Glenn's wife some scrapbooking cookbook stuff, and it was the same thing. It arrived all over the place, so it's like the first thing she gets is the cookbook page inserts, but there's nothing to go with it.
Yeah, it's like completely out of context,
thanks,
too.
Karma. I appreciate
thanks for the sleeves.
Yeah, that's really thoughtful of you. Anyway. All right, so this is what retail workers secretly, that is a keyword.
Secretly hate.
So this is things that the average person wouldn't know. These are things you would be surprised to find out they hate, right? Because it's a secret.
Yeah, it's a big secret. You have to be shocked about it.
All right, so first of all, the number one thing they hate is when you start refolding or putting away clothing. If you're in Baby Gap and you just start folding things up and shelving it on your own.
Do you fold it back up and put it away, or you just throw it on the floor?
Well, being that I own retail stores, if I pick something up and I touch it, I put it back exactly how I found it.
My only issue with that with me is I can't fold clothes like them.
But you should make an effort. Well, no one can fold.
It looks like shit, and I try to jam it in there. I'm like, man, they're going to hate me. Would you rather somebody do that, make it all shitty in there, or just kind of like, I don't know, just toss it to the side?
Well, it used to annoy me endlessly when people would take a shirt off my rack that I paid hard money for, look at it, take it off the hanger and then throw it on the literal floor, or keep it off the hanger and jam it on the top of the rack where it gets stuck on the hangers on the rack, and then it's getting all ripped up. That's awful.
Your helping's not helping.
But in this case, this is people who go into the store and they're trying to be overly helpful. So they'll see a display and they'll just start trying to fold things up. They're trying to tidy up the store.
Right.
The store doesn't want that. Like, if you touch it, you're welcome to fold it back up. But don't start cleaning the store. They don't, because you're not doing it right.
Right. Or when you're, again, back down to the service industry, if you're helping them by, you think you're helping the waiter or the bartender by going up and getting your own.
Own napkins.
Getting own napkins.
Your own carry-out boxes. God.
You get up and meet them at the bar on the other side to pay your tab.
Yeah.
You're not helping, okay? You're actually probably going to get me fired.
Remember when we used to work at Ruby Tuesdays and we used to have that stuff in the host stand, there was and people would always be digging through the backside of the host stand, I'm trying to find a carryout box. We don't have that there. That's crayons, that's menus.
They go up and they fill their own beverage back up and they start using the pop gun. Yeah. You're not helping me, you're not helping yourself, you're probably going to get
me
really yelled at.
You're making me look bad.
And now I've stopped and had to talk to you about this, and I'm not doing 10 other things right now.
Yeah.
So
my manager just saw you get out of your seat and fill your own pop. Thanks, buddy, I'm fired.
Right. Okay, so here's another thing that retail workers secretly hate.
Oh, do tell.
Secretly. Okay. Offering them snacks.
Snacks?
Have you ever once offered anyone in a store snacks?
No. Have you ever had someone offer you a snack? I mean, we both worked in customer service pretty much our entire lives. Has anyone... I have had a lady who used to bring me homemade cookies, and I'll admit, I thought that was a little weird, because you don't know.
You don't know what's in it.
You don't know.
We've done a lot of stories about people beating off into things and feeding it to people.
General cleanliness. Someone brings you meatballs, you're like, oh, it smells so good. But
I made them with my feet.
I don't... No, but
secret family recipe. We make them with our feet.
I don't know you. That could have been meat sitting out on your counter for 6 days.
It could be Labrador.
It
Wombat.
It could be your husband.
Could be raccoon.
I don't know.
Right. It could be a lot of things. No one's ever once offered me a snack. I've never heard of anyone offering anyone snacks
Mrs.
at all.
Hilton Anderson. Mrs. Hilton Anderson, who clearly doesn't work in retail.
Or know anybody that does.
Thinking of what someone working in retail might not
like. Oh, I used to hate it when they offer me food.
Yeah. And there's also these quotes. For example, the one in the offer me snack says, the other day this guy held out this bag of candy and offered me some, which was nice. But no, just no, Olivia says. But it's just Olivia says. It's not Olivia from Texas Day Brazil in Detroit says. It's just Olivia. Yeah.
Well, Olivia, Don't ever take candy from strangers, whether you're a kid or an adult.
Okay, tell us the next one, because you are on a roll here.
All right. People at retail also secretly hate. They secretly hate this.
You guys are going to have your mind blown.
They hate helping me push the stack of carts.
Oh, that probably
is. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that.
You've seen somebody that doesn't work at Kroger pushing a big stack of carts.
No, helping. So, like, what? Like, the.
How would you help? Guide it through? Like, all right, back it up. Come on. Start waving it in like you're part of some, like, airport.
Or you just run up behind them, put your hands on their back, and you're like, one, two, three.
We got
three,
this, buddy. Go for it. Like, no, you don't touch anybody. It's that's weird. I don't think so. No one have I ever seen heard of done this.
There might be the old guy that says, hey, you want me to push this for you, if it's like a female pushing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to bring these in for you.
Oh, Miss Hilton Anderson. No, that doesn't happen. That's never happened.
They also don't like when you get another customer a hard to reach item. Now, they're not referring to if a man is taller than me and he just grabs the ragu spaghetti sauce and hands it to me. They're referring to when the box is on that very top shelf at Home Depot and then the man's like scaling the shelf to
hold on. I'll just climb right up there and get it.
Now, they do that. I have seen that. I mean, because I've personally scaled shelves on my own to try to get things. Because you can't find a freaking employee.
Well, Charlotte says the problem starts when customers start trying to get heavy and hard to reach stuff or still packaged items in places they shouldn't be going.
Then don't put them up there.
It's kind of like you want to help another customer, but don't put yourself in danger. Yeah, quit scaling the whole display.
You have to sometimes, though.
Because you want to get a box of Cheerios.
No, but sometimes there's no other options. Okay,
you have to climb on it. It didn't get up there because they didn't climb up there and put it up there.
No, they use a little cart thing, but they don't leave the cart out. Okay, for example, I went to Home Depot the other day and I had to buy some of these.
I could see people getting mad if somebody's scaling their shelving units.
Then stock the shelves.
Oh, well, there's that, too.
Like,
if
your coupon flyer says Kraft macaroni and cheese 10 for a dollar, that's a blowout deal. And the shelf
only
is
one
empty
on top. Yeah.
And all that's left is the case on the top. If there's no employee around, I'm sorry, Pat. I got to do it.
Well, you
I'm
should
a small
know
person.
The people in retail secretly hate you doing that. Okay. And I get it. I get that one. Yeah. That doesn't even get a buzzer.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So Charlotte got one.
Yeah, because it's hard enough being the bartender and having to explain to your manager why the customer is getting their own carryout box from behind the bar.
Or all of your customers. They're filling up their own beers. What's going on here?
But it's even worse to explain.
They're just going to leave me money at the end. It's cool. We're working on the honor system.
But it's way worse to explain why the mother is on top of shelf 8.
Yes.
like trying to get down the Pampers. That's way harder to explain.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
much bigger liability as well. Tell us the next one.
Stocking the shelves for them.
I've never seen this.
What? Okay, so they've got the stuff on, say, like the pallet jack thing, and they're pushing it around.
Right,
they're restocking stuff.
And then
somebody walks by and says, hey, I'll help you out with that.
I guarantee you that happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the old, retired guy.
Yes,
who
is the sweetest,
nicest guy, but is intrusive. He's probably the same one that brings you the food.
Yeah,
he's the
got
same
candy
one
in his pocket.
Same one offering to scale the shelf.
Yeah, and he's also, you know, blowing loads in cookie dough and giving them to you at the
same
time.
That's that
same
dude. So, okay, Charlotte Hilton Anderson got one here.
Stocking shelves for them, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so people in retail also secretly hate shaming the company for making you work holidays.
Oh. This is so true.
You know why I'm here, actually, Karen? It's because you're here.
Yeah.
The company's not making me come. If you didn't show up here, none of us would actually have to be here.
Yes.
So it's not the company that I should be mad at for making me work the holiday.
It's you for showing up.
It's for you wanting to go out to the bar.
On Christmas Eve.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have had so many people in my life.
I hate that.
So many.
Not secretly, though.
So many have said things along those lines.
Oh, you shouldn't be open on the 4th of July. Everybody's having a good time. Yeah, yeah. I know. I can see because you're at the bar.
It's Sunday before noon. Aren't you going to church? Like, what about you?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I'm
Why
still
are
hungover.
You here? Yes.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's a good one, Charlotte.
Oh, you know, you would just have to reply like, actually, I'm going to catch Tuesday Mass because today I got to take care of you.
Yeah,
smile.
It's you, sir. It's all about you anyways.
Oh, this one looks solid.
All right. People in retail also hate it when you give them too much information. Hi, my name is Patrick. I live at, you know, maybe something like that.
Well, read the context here because this actually makes a lot of sense and I have seen this happen.
Okay, so I work at a retail pharmacy and so many times customers will just start rattling off their name, date of birth, and other information. Oh, Jordan, that's exactly what I said. And him, was it also Jordan from Wisconsin says, I know that you know what I need from you, but I also can't remember all of that at once.
Yes.
Let me ask you first, and I don't have to repeat
right,
it.
Right, because they're typing it into a computer or writing it down.
There's a certain order of stuff that goes through our computer screens and certain things. I'm asking you this because this is the next thing on the list I'm going down.
Just like when you wait on a table and they start rattling off like, I'm going to have the steak and she wants the salad and he wants... Okay, wait,
well,
sir,
we need some cheese sticks to start off with, but I want 3 meatballs with my spaghetti when it comes out.
Like,
hold on.
Let's start with the steak.
I said, hi, can I get you something to drink? Like, chicken Caesar salad, but not... I'm so glad that none of us are listening to each other.
Or you're just trying to find out, like, how do you want the steak cooked? What sides do you want?
Yeah, and they're already... I don't need you to tell me dessert and everything else. No, and then they start firing off drinks when you're trying to get orders for food at that point. Like,
don't
again,
need
you're not
you
listening.
To explain to bring the appetizer first.
That's what an
Trust
appetizer
me.
Is.
Yes.
Yes, it comes out before, sir. It does. So, yeah. I mean, do they secretly hate that, though? Or is that just an easily hateable thing?
Well, does the customer who does this, the guy that does say, I'll have the steak, she wants the chicken parm, and my son's going to have the grilled cheese, and doesn't include any other details.
I can't eat spicy food because back in 1976 when I was a little kid and we were on the boardwalk, I had some spicy shrimp and it really made my stomach hurt, and 3 lamb chops and some cheese sticks, and I'll never eat that spicy stuff again. Like, whoa,
I
dude,
honestly
you gotta stop.
Think those people think they're being helpful by like rushing through it so you can get back to your job.
And informing you about everything.
Yeah, but they're making it so much worse.
No, simplify
it. Just let me ask you the questions and give me the answer.
And it doesn't need a story. It just need an answer.
Answer with a period after.
Nothing
more. How do you want your steak cooked? Nope, you don't got to explain
why.
Why,
and what you think or what you know it is. Okay, if you don't know, medium well. Okay, that's it.
You don't have to tell me you have an allergy to cheese. Just say no cheese.
Medium well. I didn't ask you anything about cheese. All right? No, there's no cheese on here. Okay, now we're going down the cheese road. All right.
So that was legit.
Yeah, that's also, but
totally
it's not
legit.
Secret, though. But to those people, it is, I guess. It would be a
it
secret.
Is. Okay. I mean, this is Charlotte Hilton Anderson's best article she's ever
in
written.
In weeks.
And that's not saying much. Okay, so speeding through the self-checkout.
Why would
really,
they hate that?
Well,
why would retail workers hate that?
Let's find out.
It you says, want me to take my time more?
It says you may feel pressure to hurry up and scan as fast as you can.
I wish people felt pressure to hurry up and scan.
Yes.
So I'm already calling bullshit on
However,
this article right
here. What happens is when they're trying to scan super fast, they're holding items in both hands. They scan them both. They're not putting it in the bag. So now the mouse, because, you know, it's all weight.
Now the red light's blinking and the other person, and then the member has to come over and help you do everything.
Because
they got to put the code in.
You're still holding both cans of soup. You never put one in the bag. So the weight is off. So it looks like you're stealing it.
Oh, because so that's just you being a dumbass.
You're actually creating more time and energy than if you just scanned each item and just put it
efficiently
in
and then just
bag.
Left. Right.
Oh, this is Pat. This is you're going to relate to this.
Yeah. People at retail secretly hate
secrets.
Secretly hate when you joke about free merchandise.
Read us the context because
joking is one way to put things lighthearted, especially if something is going wrong with the checkout process. But there is one joke that annoys more than it helps. The whole if it won't scan, I guess it's free, right?
not funny. How many times has someone came in to where you worked and said, oh, it's my birthday, I guess I get a free, pick anything, beer,
right, dessert, insert anything like, here.
Yeah, or, oh, it's Valentine's Day, what's free today? It's so, oh, I just left court and I got a divorce.
Well, I didn't see it on there. It's free, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not free.
The best one is when they're like, well, our bill's at least $100, so you should throw in a free blood. Like, I just work here.
I don't do anything else other than I don't set the prices.
It's actually my job to charge you. That's like literally right. My job.
That's anti-job that you got me doing yes. Right here. That's the reverse job. That's where I just take money from here and give it to people.
I do believe, I did, when I worked in retail, I would hear the free thing all the time. And it really would make
me
pissed.
If you can't find it on the computer, does that mean it's free?
Or I come here so often, is it like buy five, get one free?
I come here so much, you would figure you guys gave me something free, but you don't. You know, yeah. You should probably change that. No.
And it just makes it so awkward for the employee.
For everybody. And just the people that are listening to it that are sitting next to
them. Because now the employee who really wants your tip has to reject you.
Yes.
For no
reason.
Like, you came in there. You're the one that wants the tomahawk and you
have
steak.
And you have to say it in a way that there's no joking about your... No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even play around or they'll just keep going with it.
If you go to Red Lobster and you look through that whole menu and you pick the double lobster tail, you shouldn't be telling the employee that because it's $90, you should get a free dessert. No, that's... You picked this!
You chose to spend $90. Yeah. I told you this is how much it is, and then you said, sure, I want that.
And now you don't get a free dessert for...
No, that is super annoying.
Yeah. Tell us about this one.
Hanging around to keep me company.
I despise this. Despise it.
Well, no one else is at the bar. I might as well sit down here and keep you company. Actually, that's not what you're giving me. You're not giving me company. No.
If I wanted company, I'd call a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at work. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. If you want to sit here, you can sit here.
Did you know I actually get paid to be here? So I don't so
What's
much.
Your excuse?
maybe I'm keeping you company.
Sir, they pay me to be here. You give me money and I stay here. Yeah. I mean, what's up, man? I've had people tell me that I look bored, so they'll hang around and talk to me to keep me company.
Mm-hmm. This has happened.
Could you imagine that at the Gap or like Victoria's Secret? That would be
weird. It happens. When my retail stores were open, people would be like, oh, it's a slow day. I'll just hang out and keep you company. Like, and you're thinking in your head, actually, if you leave, I could respond to the emails. I could work on the website. I could hang these clothes. Now I'm keeping you company.
With some small talk, because that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, because I can't throw you out.
Nope.
This is amazing. Letting me hold your baby or play with your kids. I'm telling you, Pat, I have also had this in the
retail store. You
want to
hold my baby?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's the first question you should ask.
It really is.
Oh, here, you can hold the baby. Why? It's your baby, right? I'm not asking to hold your baby.
I'm not even kidding you. I would get so many people that would let me play with their kids that I literally bought a big bin full of Legos. And whenever they would do that, I'm like, here, kids, here's Legos.
I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to let you here play with the kids.
That's seriously what they would do. So I had the bin of Legos.
I don't want to play with your kids.
And I would let them just play with Legos on the floor while I kind of sort of babysit them in between helping other customers.
That syringe is because I have diabetes. Yeah. For my insulin. Yeah. How'd that get down there?
And the last one we have on this list is... telling me your credit score.
Oh, I could see when someone else gets their card declined. Yep. Like, oh, I've got an 843 credit score. This should work. I don't know. Maybe your computer's down. Like, no, sir. It's got declined because you don't have enough money in it.
Or there's a lot of stores like Home Depot that will offer you the Home Depot credit card.
I've got a so blah, blah, blah credit score.
I have a 740. This credit card should have been approved for at least $2,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I want to talk to your man. That's, you know, I guess, yeah, I can see that, especially at Menards or something.
Oh, it's awful. It is terrible. Like, I...
wielding it like a guy does.
To this day. Okay, so when someone pays for an order online, if the card is declined, we can't see their card info, but we can see the error code. So it'll say, like, error code 8049, and then you can reference what that means. So 8049 could be insufficient funds. So then we tell them, like, hey, the reason your order is not going through is error code 8049, which means insufficient funds. I know for a fact my account has sufficient funds in it. Like,
I'm going to have to ask you to check again.
Yeah.
Just run it a couple more times.
Contact your bank. I have no control over this.
I'm just swiping the card, man.
Yep, that's it. That's all I'm doing.
I'm reading your chip.
So out of this whole list, which one do you think is the most annoying secretive thing?
It's got to be a secret. It's the shaming the company for making them work holidays.
Oh, you know what?
That is hands down the worst.
I'm actually going to agree with you.
And if you don't know that, don't ever joke around with it, because that person on the holiday that's working retail,
they don't want to be there.
Or the person that's at the bar during the holiday watching everybody else have such a good time with their family and friends that shouldn't have to be there, but your family and friends want to go out on the holiday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason they are
it's
there
not my work
is you.
That I'm mad at.
If nobody showed up on that day,
they wouldn't be open.
They wouldn't be open. It's you.
It's
you should be shamed for making them work the holiday.
I agree.
Not the company.
Charlotte, not a bad article, Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm solid 3.5, 4 stars on this one.
Yeah, it's about 3.5.
Only got a couple buzzers.
Yeah.
All right, only a couple. You take us out.
That is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-8172. No.
We think.
It's 248-716-8271. 8271.
You know those last four digits, just mix them around.
It spells tap one.
T-A-P and the number one.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will.
For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything, and we will see you next week.
So sorry, guys.
Peace.
And we love you and thank you.
Yes, especially Charlotte Hilton Anderson.
Oh, poor Charlotte. She's just making
she's
stuff
learning.
Up as she goes.
She's
that is her best one, though.
Yeah, she's learning.
Getting better.